Like Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Percussion has always had a happy marriage with dancing. No matter the type of dance, social or artistic, we often find ourselves moving to the rhythm of the beat.
Two Milwaukee-based stalwarts in both dance and percussion are collaborating for a performance with the Milwaukee Ballet this Saturday. Aptly named Mueller and Springer, the event will feature music by composer John Mueller and choreography by Dawn Springer.
Springer starts by describing her current work as a performer and choreographer and how the two experimental artists mesh their unique talents in this singular collaboration.
So I trained as a classical ballet dancer. I went to North Carolina School of the Arts for high school and for college, where I trained across different dance disciplines, primarily ballet and very classical modern dance. I lived in New York for about, on and off for about 10 years, working independently as a freelance artist and choreographer. Got tired of doing a lot of commuting up and down the East Coast for work, for teaching, for performing, and decided I wanted to create some artistic roots for myself and sort of find a personal home base. So I was home on a trip visiting family in Lake Geneva and happened to take a trip up to Milwaukee and just knew this was it. The city has enough going on but offered enough space that I knew I could continue to do what I was doing but be able to grow as an artist.
And John, how about you?
Well, the last time you and I talked, Bonnie, was for the Deaf Blues event at El Verno Presents. And that project involved dance. There was a dancer, Molly Shanahan, involved in that. And since then, you know, through that project, I guess I became interested in working more with dance and different dancers and seeing what all the possibilities were. And so when I eventually met Dawn, you know, we started talking right away about a potential project, and that sort of formed into a pretty involved piece that we premiered at the Eau Claire Festival, at the first Eau Claire Festival as well. And, you know, this will be our fourth time working together since. And you know, I think what's great about working with Dawn is that we have talked enough about the individual projects, but also, you know, outside of that, I think we both really sort of understand each other's work in a very similar way. It's gotten to the point now with me where I don't think so much about dance as this external or separate thing, but that movement and sound really are sort of part of the same world, and they can function very naturally together. It doesn't necessarily have to be viewed as someone reacting to sound through movement. It sort of all is movement together, and I think Dawn and I share similar ideas about that, and we both have similar goals in working toward reaching that point. And so it's a really natural collaboration with her.
And so, Dawn, had you heard John perform before you decided that you wanted to make an artistic connection?
Yes, actually. I saw him perform with Volcano Choir at the Pabst. And interestingly enough, it was right after I moved back to Milwaukee. I hadn't been in the Pabst since I was there to see the Nutcracker probably when I was 12. So, you know, my own artistic work had taken a sort of radical detour from those roots. But I remember the thing I remember most vividly about that show was John's performance within it, particularly a moment in which he was playing primarily by himself. And I was absolutely struck by how virtuosic he was as a performer and how he, with his body and with his instruments, was able to contain a sort of energy that felt just very powerful. My own work is very much grounded in finding ways for women within dance and now classically trained ballet dancers who are women, finding ways for them to visibilize power and effort within their own movement. So as John is saying, it was a very natural collaboration when we started because there was a sort of mutual understanding that we were interested in making the blood, sweat, and tears of the work visible. And that is what the choreography is very centered around, is sort of utilizing and destroying the archetype of perfection within the female dancer. And John's music and sound also offers this sort of rhythmic structure that I don't necessarily attach to. So we each have our own sort of rhythmic structures that are working alongside one another. But in so doing, there's a combination of both of those efforts happening at the same time that for me is where the strength of the work and the collaboration really exists. Neither one is following the other, but they truly are coexisting in time and space together.
Right, the archetypal two sides of the same coin kind of thing all happening. And John, I have to say, you know, having seen you perform a couple of times, the idea that we shouldn't see how much work something is seems to be an ideal. And and I love the fact that when I have seen you perform, I see just how much work you're doing, and it doesn't take anything away from the artistry.
Yeah, for me, and John, you can speak to this more, but for me, it's you can't, as a percussionist, it seems very clear. We really see exactly the physicality that's required of the musician.
Yep.
I guess I don't ever really consciously think about making something look easy because it's not, you know, I know that there's value in that, but that's not really an aim for me. An aim for me is really to sort of bring out this visible or physical energy, a sense of energy being transmitted. So, you know, that's not to say that if it looks, you know, like it's this intense struggle that there's this kind of energy gain from that physicality. I think it's more about creating a situation where, you know, people get absorbed enough by the sound that they forget that there's people actually involved in it and that they just become completely consumed by what's happening with the sound and with their own interaction with that. And I think in getting to that point, you have to definitely put in a substantial amount of physical energy to create that. You just don't want the act of doing that to distract from the experience of getting to just focus on the sound.
You know, Dawn, I was thinking when you were saying about the idea of allowing classically trained female dancers to show their power and to show the work that goes into what they do. One of the things that has always bothered me about dance in general, and that's whether it's classical, it's ballet, whether it's modern dance, Broadway, all of it, only recently have we been allowed to see women do the athletic and physical things that men have always done. Men seem to have had more opportunity to be softer in their movement than women to be powerful. And I don't know if that's true, but that's been my impression. It seems like that's changing.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think that there's a lot about the dance field that's changing. I agree in the sense that what I've seen a lot is that dance often has a lot of large, sweeping phrases that tend to be performed by men. And of course, you know, those are generalizations, but I'm very drawn to the moments in which I get to see women on stage on their own terms, not in choreography where they're being partnered by a man, or in choreography where we're getting to see them feel their own strength and to just really be allowed to move. Now, the work that I'm doing currently, the dancers are wearing pointe shoes, so that adds this very, very constrained element to their movement, for sure. And I'm interested in how they are pushing against that within the choreography and then sort of accepting that in other moments in their choreography. So it's a little bit of a play on working within that constraint and pushing through it. It's a comment on it and also a way of finding something else.
Well, there's certainly a lot of strength, as you well know, to go on point.
Yes.
It takes a huge amount of strength to do that.
Yeah, I haven't worn pointe shoes since I was, it's been about 20 years. So in the rehearsal process, I was constantly having to ask the dancers, showing them something and then asking them, is this actually possible? So each of the dancers was really encouraged to make the movement work for themselves. I told them very clearly that they don't have to look like each other. So the movement does have the choreography is a predetermined set of steps and a set of vocabulary that they're working from. But each of them really has made the movement and translated that movement into their own bodies in a way that felt organic and personal to them.
I think that everyone, when you say ballet to people, everyone knows what that means. They have a picture in their head about what that's like and what it looks like. But when you're right in front of these people dancing with these shoes on and seeing the movements that they do, the reality of the difficulty of it and the physical strength of it is really apparent. It's just something that struck me in the last performance that we did. I mean, it's visually powerful to see. And so I think that even just visually, that outside of the movement, just the reality of what's happening, it enforces that sense of energy that I was talking about before.
Has watching the dancers doing what you've described and kind of seeing, you know, the power and everything in that, has it changed the way you approach making music?
No, I think it definitely adds a sense of energy to my and Dave's playing. Dave Utzinger is the pianist in this piece. So Dave and I had been rehearsing independently on just the music for a couple of months. And, you know, we were comfortable with the performance and what we needed to do. But once we got in the room with the dancers and had that additional activity around us, it really sort of, you know, it adds this whole other dynamic to how you're playing your instrument. And I think it, you know, in the moments when it was just Dave and I, there were parts where it, you know, would be easy to get tired or, you know, cut the duration of certain parts shorter just because it seemed unnecessary. But when you have this movement happening in front of you, it sort of keeps your energy at this consistent level that is really great because it's difficult in some cases to keep going.
So this is number four that you've worked on together. Do you see this partnership continuing artistically? It sounds like you keep coming up with new ways of working with each other.
Mm. Well, when we were sitting, we performed this piece in Door County a couple weeks ago, and when we were sitting at dinner the night before, John was telling me about an idea he's had for a couple years. And my immediate response was, yes, we have to do that. Yes, I know exactly what I would want to do with the container of that idea. So, you know, as long as we're spending time together, I think we're going to continue to think of things to do.
Yeah, I was going to say there's always more ideas. And like I was saying initially, I mean, I think Dawn and I have an understanding at this point that's strong enough to just, I mean, the ideas are the thing. You have to come up with an idea and then you start working on that. And as long as either of us have ideas, I don't see any issue.
Where and when and all of that for this one?
So the performance is at Studio 8 at Meltwater Studios in Bayview. It's 1911 South Alice Street. And you can get tickets at brownpapertickets.com by searching for Springer Mueller.
The full title is just Springer Mueller?
That's correct.
Okay.
The performance space is a very intimate performance space, which is intentional for us to really be able to see what's happening in a very close proximity. So there is very limited seating, so advanced reservations are strongly recommended.
And it's just that one day, right?
Yep. Two performances on September 22nd, 7 and 9 p.m.
All right. Well, I can't thank you both enough for joining me today. John and Dawn, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Dawn Springer is a Milwaukee-based performer and choreographer. John Mueller is a Milwaukee musician and composer. They spoke with Bonnie North. The two collaborated for a performance this Saturday featuring artists from the Milwaukee Ballet, and you can find out more information at wuwm.com.